Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Pelaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Join the club, check out the site, read the articles, listen to the podcasts, and learn all about the Steelers through SteelNationAssociation.com while helping us raise money for the kids. You also know that you can find my work on SteelCityUnderground.com, where myself, along with many other great columnists, cover the Steelers and the AFC North and plenty of other things through podcasts, articles, and a whole lot more. So go to Steel City Underground and check out all the great work there by everybody involved. A great site, updated constantly with great information. So please check it out. It's finally here, though, so let's move into it. It's playoff week for the Steelers. We saw the first round go by, and much like expected, the Steelers are going to face the Jacksonville Jaguars for the second time this season, and Ben's going to get his rematch that he sort of hinted at during the bye week radio show that he wanted the Jags. I would have been happy seeing the Titans versus the Patriots getting to see the Titans if the Bills could have pulled off the upset. But nevertheless, the Jaguars are coming back to town a few months after beating the Steelers 30-9 in October, and at that time dropping the Steelers to 3-2. And as it is well documented and well known, Ben Roethlisberger played probably the worst game of his career with the 5 interceptions and said he no longer had it anymore, or hinted at such. Since then, obviously, the Steelers only lost one more time. Ben Roethlisberger went on a tear. He proved he's one of the top 2 or 3 quarterbacks in the entire NFL. He's a Hall of Famer. And the Jaguars, who were talking a whole bunch of trash after that game and really kind of saying Roethlisberger was confused and rattled and looked terrible, and I guess for the most part they were right, I think they're going to regret that this coming week. And Ben's going to get his revenge. It's not going to be easy. I don't expect any kind of blowout either way. Even if the Jaguars were to come in and win, which I don't expect, I don't think they would win by 21 points as they did in October. I think it would be close. But I do think the Steelers will win. However, I think it will come down again to the fourth quarter. I think it'll be close. And I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. The Jaguars have arguably the best defense since the 2000 Ravens. It's a menace. I mean, they certainly did confuse Roethlisberger back in October. He's not the only one they've done that to. I mean, they get after the ball. They get a lot of turnovers. I think they had 21 interceptions on the season, 6 of those to Aaron Colvin. They get after the quarterback in terms of sacks. They had 55, second only in the league to the Steelers' 56. But Calais Campbell with his 14.5. And Yannick Ngakoue, however you say that name, I'm probably butchering it, had 12. Malik Jackson had 8. I mean, these guys are getting after it for the tune of 55 as a team. But they're 55, and I don't want to criticize the Steelers, but the Jacksonville's 55 seems like a stronger number than the Steelers' 56. That's not to say the Steelers didn't have an impressive number. They led the league. I don't want to take it away, but when you have 3 guys with 14.5, 12, and 8, that's some consistency there. And those are the guys that the Steelers are going to have to worry about on the offensive side of the ball. And the offensive line is going to have their work cut out for them this week to protect Ben, give him time to get the ball out, and keep him upright as best they can. If he starts getting knocked around and hit the way he can with these guys coming at him, he might turn the ball over a couple of times. And this defense that the Steelers are going to put out there are going to be the ones that are going to have to probably win this game this week. And I'm not saying that the offense is going to look like they did in October. They're not. But we can't expect them to go out there and drop 35 points against this defense. This defense is too good. So I'm looking at, if the Steelers can score 20, 21 points, I think that should be enough to win the game, because the Steelers defense is going to have to allow Blake Bortles to beat them. Bortles is not a great quarterback. He's average at best. And I would concentrate on stuffing the run. Leonard Fournette leads the way with over 1,000 yards. You've got a couple other guys. Bortles can even run a little bit. He's got over 300 yards rushing this year. But I'd make Bortles, if I were game planning, if I were Keith Butler, the game plan would be that Bortles has to beat me in the air. And if he does, then that's what it is. That guy beats you in the air, then what can I say? He's just not a great quarterback. And if that's the case, you go ahead and you die by that sword, because you can't allow them to run the ball. Fournette, although he had a huge run against them that game in October, you know, he had a pretty good game. He's dangerous. I wouldn't even let Bortles try to get out of the pocket and run. He's dangerous that way too. Let him throw. So that's going to then put it on Artie Burns and Hayden, you know, Sean Davis, and of course Mike Mitchell. And I think that in this case they can make the plays, because I think if you pressure Bortles and you don't give him time, he's also going to be forced into making some big mistakes and some turnovers. Let's not forget that the last time these teams played, he threw for less than 100 yards and they won because they ran the ball, and most specifically because the Steelers had 5 turnovers and I believe 2 of those interceptions were returned for touchdowns. So the offense itself, I want to say, only scored 16 of those 30 points when the Steelers faced the Jaguars in October. So if you allow them 16 again, I think this offense, this time, the Steelers will win the game. And I'm going to actually put the score out there now. I've been thinking about it for a little while. I think the Steelers win this one 20-16 and come out of there headed to Foxborough. But I would start with Le'Veon Bell. That's how I would start this offense this week for the Steelers. I would give him the ball early and often. Let's not forget that he was having a decent game against Jacksonville before that fourth quarter where he just didn't get the ball anymore for whatever reason. I would definitely start with him. I think he can run the ball on them. I think, you know, even if you have to give him some short screen plays, he's a great outlet to start filtering the ball to. And as the Jaguars come in and concentrate on Bell, that's when you open it up. Fully anticipate Brown to be a healthy go, a healthy start. I think he's going to have a big game. He's just not someone that can be contained for too long. And if they do decide to double up Brown, which they might, I mean, you can always throw it over to Juju. I think Vance McDonald down the middle is a viable threat. And even Martavis Bryant, as I wrote earlier this week, seems to have his head on straight now. So he could be good for 4 or 5 catches. And the Steelers' offense is ridiculously good. It is ridiculously good. Now, the only thing that we need to watch for them, outside of the fact that the Jags' defense is so strong and they're sack masters and they get the turnovers and everything else, which is tough enough, is the fact that the Steelers have not played in basically 3 weeks. I mean, the starters haven't played in basically 3 weeks. Bell and Brown, and well, Brown more so than that, Roethlisberger, you know, all the starting offensive guys for the most part haven't played since Christmas Day. And that's a long time off, and they've certainly been practicing, but you've got to hope that there's no rust that sets in after a 3-week layoff from game action, because in this game, the way the Jags are going to come out and come at them aggressively, you can't afford any slip-ups. Now, Jacksonville didn't look great against Buffalo last week, a 10-3 win. It wasn't that impressive. And I just don't buy Bortles, you know, but I know I said this in October. I'll say it here in January. I just think he's the guy that you have to lose to if you're going to lose this game. Force him to beat you. I think if the Steelers execute that game plan and they get after Bortles and they stop the run, then that Jacksonville offense isn't going to do much at all, much like they didn't do last week. But what, 10 points? I mean, Bortles didn't look that great. He ran the ball well, but he didn't throw the ball that well, and he didn't have that many yards. And that's the key to beating the Jacksonville Jaguars if you're the Steelers' defense. Offensively, it has to go through Bell. I think Roethlisberger obviously needs to be more on point, play like he did the last half of the season, and that will be more than fine. He may, Steeler fans, throw a pick or two, and against this defense, that's okay. It might happen. He's just going to need his defense to help him out a little bit here, and they can do that this week. We just have to watch for the rust, and that is a concern I do have. I stated this during the Browns week a couple of weeks ago, that I thought that Roethlisberger and company should play like a preseason game, a quarter or maybe slightly more, just to have a little bit of game action. Roethlisberger said as much during that week and after as well, that he would like to have played just to keep his rhythm. Do I think it's going to be a major deal? No, I don't. but they could start slow. They really could start slow. And Roethlisberger has been known after a few weeks off to start slow. So we'll keep our eye on that. I don't think there will be any effect on Le'Veon Bell whatsoever. It will be interesting to see with Roethlisberger not playing for a few weeks and Brown for a few weeks more than that, how their timing will be. I think they'll be on the same page, but it might take 5 or 10 minutes, maybe a quarter, for them to get back into the swing of things. Now, obviously, they're throwing the ball in practice and trying to get the timing routes down and everything like that, and hopefully they're doing that, you know, the last week or so here leading up to this game. But they definitely need to get into the groove quickly. The other thing I'd say is this game has the potential to get very chippy, and the Steelers need to avoid that. They absolutely need to avoid that. Now, I don't think it'd be like the Bengals game or anything like that where it gets just insanely out of hand. But, you know, this is the playoffs. And if you get into that chippiness and you start getting those 15-yard penalties, that could be the difference between you moving on next week and you going home for the season. And that's on the coaching staff. It starts at the top with Mike Tomlin. He needs to instill that throughout this week and certainly during the game that that kind of garbage cannot happen. They cannot have these stupid penalties that allow 15 yards either way, offensively or defensively, that cost them field position and very well could cost them the game. Boswell's going to need to continue to be on. He is officially, in my book, a killer bee. He's going to have to be on because this could be a game of special teams. I expect that low scoring 20-16 style, as I mentioned. I think it's going to be one that's decided in the fourth quarter. And special teams are going to be very important, as well as the punt units, the kick coverages, all of it extremely important. Field position, when you're playing a defense like the Jacksonville Jaguars, cannot be understated. You need to be sure to have good field position for your offense and pin back their offense when you're playing defense. So special teams are pivotal. They're very important always, but they are pivotal in the playoffs. And if there are any kind of gaffes on those special teams, either side of the ball, that again could be the difference in a ball game. Now there's talk about the weather. There very well could be some snow Saturday or Sunday or both. It should be very cold. At last check, it's definitely going to be under 30 degrees, under 20 potentially. That goes in the favor of the black and gold. Jacksonville's not used to it. The Steelers are, and they need to take advantage of that, but that does mean running the football. It also means that Jacksonville is going to try to run the football, and that must be stopped. I cannot say that enough. They need to stop the run, force Bortles to beat you. I know I've said that about 15 times now, but I'm not going to come off of that because that is the number one key to this game. And I think they'll do it. It'll be interesting to see the crowd. It's, you know, a home playoff game as the number two seed in all likelihood to go face the Patriots. Of course, by kickoff, the Steelers and all of the fans will know if that's the case or if they're going to be able to host a game against the Titans in order to go to the Super Bowl if they beat Jacksonville. Don't expect that. I think that New England is going to throttle the Titans. I don't even think it's going to be close on Saturday night. I just don't. I don't think the Titans are that good, which is why I would have loved to have seen the Steelers get them. However, if the Steelers do get by Jacksonville, as expected, they will have had the tougher test in the playoffs than New England. So that could benefit Pittsburgh in the AFC Championship game. Could. We'll have to get there first. So, that said, it's going to be a tough game, a hard-fought contest, one that I think the Steelers will come out of 20-16 if they follow the running game through Le'Veon Bell and then allow that to open up the passing game. And in specific, what did I say? Make Bortles beat you. If you do that, Steelers win this game 20-16, hopefully. And we will be talking to you next week after another Steelers victory heading into the AFC Championship game in Foxborough. Until then, let's go Steelers.